The war's toll for the last 7 days through the 21st of August, 2006. I'll be reading the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers killed in Iraq and Afghanistan, and the names of some of the Iraqi civilians. These civilians were reported killed on the 24th of March, 2003. But first, the numbers. As of the end of the day, August 21st, 2006, 2,841 coalition soldiers have been reported killed in Iraq. Of that number, 2,611 are U.S. soldiers. The Department of Defense reports that 19,511 U.S. soldiers have been wounded. We have no numbers for wounded soldiers of other nationalities. In Afghanistan, 442 coalition soldiers have been killed to date. Of that number, 333 are U.S. soldiers. The Department of Defense reports that 851 U.S. soldiers have been wounded in Afghanistan. In the past week, 7 coalition soldiers have been killed in Afghanistan. We have no numbers for wounded soldiers from other nationalities. Also, at least 22 Afghanis were killed in the past week, bringing the total in August of 2006 to at least 250 Afghanis. That information is from iCasualties.org. Back to Iraq. In the past week, 10 coalition soldiers were reported killed. The official total of Iraqi civilian deaths, as calculated by IraqBodyCount.org, stands at 45,144. Estimates by Lancet and others put the total Iraqi civilian deaths at well over 100,000. And the number of Iraqis wounded is not being counted. As far as we know, an estimate would put that number at well over in the hundreds of thousands. In the past week, then, at least 149 Iraqis were killed, bringing the total in August of 2006 to at least 707 Iraqi civilians. The financial cost of the war, just the Iraq war, according to costofwar.com, is at $308.7 billion and counting. If you live in Arkansas, the cost to you as taxpayers in that state is at $2.7 billion and counting. I will now read the names first of Iraqi civilians reported killed. Again, these civilians were reported killed on the 24th of March, 2003, 5 days into the invasion. Fatma Abed Alhsan Egber, 40-year-old woman. Firas Abbas Najim, unknown age male. Flach Mahdi Ali Azhiri, 36-year-old man. Kaswan Juma'a Abed Ali, unknown age male. Kali Hassan Jabarir, unknown aged male. Glel Yasser Kathem, 50-year-old man. Gamal Atran Abraham, 8-year-old boy. Gamal Katran Ibrahim Al-Zargawi, 6-year-old boy. Hamid Juri Hassan, 35-year-old man. Hana Khamer Al-Sadi, 35-year-old woman. I'll now read the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers reported killed in the past week in Afghanistan. On the 17th of August, Joseph R. Blake, 34 years old, U.S. Army, Portland, Oregon. On the 19th of August, Wakuna Jackson, 21 years old, U.S. Army, Jacksonville, Florida. also on the 19th of August, Adam P. Servais, U.S. Air Force, on Alaska, Wisconsin. On the 20th of August, Brian James Budd, 29 years old, British Army, Ripon, North Yorks, England. I'll now read the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers reported killed in Iraq. On the 12th of August, Michael C. Lloyd, 24 years old, U.S. Army, San Antonio, Texas. Also on the 12th of August, Kevin L. Ziegler, 31 years old, U.S. Army, Overland Park, Kansas. Also on the 12th of August, Kenneth A. Jenkins, 25 years old, U.S. Army, Fauk, Arkansas. On the 16th of August, John J. McKenna IV, 30 years old, U.S. Marine, Brooklyn, New York. Also on the 16th of August, John P. Phillips, 29 years old, U.S. Marine, St. Stephen, South Carolina. And also on the 16th of August, Michael D. Glover, 28 years old, U.S. Marine, Brooklyn, New York. On the 17th of August, James J. Arellano, 19 years old, U.S. Army, Cheyenne, Wyoming. This has been The War's Toll for the 7 days through August 21st, 2006. I'm Scott Berguin from KSOWLP in Cottage Grove, Oregon. As always, our hearts go out to all of the fallen, their loved ones, relatives, and neighbors in all countries.